You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
I believe that's just Rhett's gospel.
Yeah.
That's not the gospel of Christ, but that's Rhett's gospel here. Be warned. Little caveat here. So that's horrible.
Yes, but when I got saved,
yeah.
I was able to break free from that, and I told my family. I told my
about the rape.
Yes, I told them, and then I broke free. God.
Because I would think there's a lot of people I know, and maybe even me, that experience some abuse, and you never want to tell anybody. There's things you just never tell anybody, because you feel less than. You feel, and some people feel it's their fault. Or so. How old were you when this rape occurred?
I would say 20.
Okay, so you were 20. But you were so. In other words, you were with someone, and they forced themselves upon.
No. This is the first time that I had a sexual intercourse, and it was my cousin who raped me.
It was forced.
Yes. Yes, and I just kept quiet. I never said anything. I was so embarrassed, so ashamed. I mean,
just totally forced. Just like he's taking, no giving, no loving, no touching, no. Yeah.
No, he's my cousin. We grew up like if we were brothers.
Ever repented or apologized?
No, he never has. No, but I forgave him.
Does he know this, or did you ever call him and say, you know, you need Jesus. You know what you did was evil, and you need forgiveness of it. I have forgiven you, but you need God to forgive you.
I have seen him after that. I forgave him, and he knows that I have forgiven. But I've never had this kind of a conversation with him. I guess he doesn't really want
to. Yeah, you've forgiven him, but yes. You need to now that you've turned it over. Now God's able. Remember, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. As long as we hold on to the stick, God can't do anything. But when we let it go, then it's up to God. So now he needs to seek forgiveness from the Lord. Maybe this could be a vehicle to which he would come to know the Lord. There are people listening to this broadcast right now that have done evil. Maybe there's ladies that have had abortions. Maybe there's somebody who murdered somebody. Maybe there's somebody, I mean, robbed somebody, a thief, whatever. I mean, nobody's perfect. We're all sinners. So the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? All men are liars, the Bible says. But God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
And so... So this rape you held within yourself, did that keep you from having a physical relationship from your husband, or did it not get in the way? No. So you didn't hate men because of that,
right?
I often wonder why women wouldn't hate men, because you know, just because of my own experiences, you know, it's like ooh, you know, but that didn't happen.
No,
you knew it was one thing. You knew it was wrong.
Yes.
Did you feel unclean from it, or did you feel like even when you went to the Catholic Church, did you feel God forgave you? I mean, because it wasn't your fault.
I didn't know what to think. I was just confused.
Did you have guilt?
I was just praying that I didn't have a relationship with the Lord, but I was praying that I didn't get pregnant. I remember praying that I did not get pregnant. And what am I going to do if I get pregnant?
And you didn't.
Praise the Lord that I did not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have your cousin's first cousin?
Yes.
They say sometimes that cannot be too healthy. But anyway, so this man you married used this against you to manipulate you.
Yes.
Emotional blackmail, they call it.
Yes.
Emotional blackmail. Yeah, that came right to mind here. Emotional blackmail, horrible thing. So you divorce, you leave, you come back to the United States. Where are you now, and why did you come back, and how did you come back?
I came back here because my mother was living here at the time.
Where?
In Port St. Lucie.
Oh, okay. So that's why you're here physically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So my mom was here, and I decided to come here with my daughter.
Okay. So you already had your daughter.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, and she started kindergarten. I came to Port St. Lucie a few days before she started kindergarten.
How old is she now?
She's 21.
Does she know the Lord?
Yes, she does.
She does?
Yes.
Great. What kind of a church do you attend down there in Port St. Lucie?
Well, I go to a church in Fort Pierce.
Oh, okay.
It's More to Life.
More to Life.
Yes.
That's a different kind of a name. And what kind of a church is it? Non-denominational or?
It's an apostolic.
Apostolic.
Yes.
I wonder what that means.
What I feel when I go to church on Saturday nights is that I'm going to a training class.
Ah.
You go, you.
So it's teaching.
It's teaching, totally teaching. And then I go on Saturdays, and then I hear the testimonies that, you know, we share. We do hear a preaching, a teaching, and also we're told, you know, like we feel empowered to go and do what God has asked us to do. It's not just to go to church, sit at church, and then you leave, and then you went to the next service. So it's very encouraging to be sent out and then evangelize and then heal the sick and do what Jesus wants for us to do. So,
but then you found a temptation. Another man comes into your life, and he's not a Christian. Where did you meet him?
Right. That was before I started going to an apostolic church. But this is 12 years ago. I met someone through a friend. It was like a blind date. I did not even know that I was going on a blind date, I was.
You were blinded to the blind date.
I was, yes. So I ended up going to a baseball game. I love baseball.
Me too.
So I ended up going to a baseball game, and then the next day—
Because you said your brother's really into baseball, and you're from Puerto Rico. And as we said, we get a lot of baseball players from Puerto Rico and from Dominican Republic. Go ahead.
Yes, love baseball. So I ended up going to a baseball game, and he loved baseball as well. And then from that point, we started, you know, like seeing each other, you know, going out, seeing each other. And
how long did it take him to ask you to marry him?
About 10 months.
10 months, okay. And you said the Lord told you no, but you defied the Lord.
Yes, yes.
How do you know the Lord told you no?
I went to a service that I was invited to, and a man of God, a prophet, came from Puerto Rico as a guest speaker, and he was preaching, and all of a sudden he started calling people out.
It's called word of knowledge.
Yes, yes. And then he said to me, clearly, he said to me, you do not need a man to fulfill you. You do not need a man.
And you believe the Lord was speaking through him.
Yes.
But you have to be careful with that, because a word or a prophetic word should confirm what the Lord is also speaking to you about. In other words, we have to be very careful about the emotional, like I said, there's emotional blackmail, there's emotional manipulation of people. So you have to be able to differentiate from that. Tell me something. So did you already know, did you have a gut feeling that the real answer was no, but you defied it because you were physically maybe attracted to him sexually or emotionally or whatever went down?
Yes, I felt very attracted. I went with my heart, and I should never gone with my heart. Mm. At the same time, my heart was saying, like, you know, no, in a sense. But I really went with my heart in a way of, like, I really like this guy. My mom really likes him. My daughter really loves him.
Liked him. Your daughter liked him. And that's very attractive for a woman.
Yes.
It increases her attraction to that
individual. He fits right in. I mean, he's part of us, I guess.
Family. You
know? Yes.
Family, yeah. And it turns out that he did treat your daughter well, properly.
He did.
And no shenanigans there, right?
No.
And then what happens that you two fell apart?
Well, he is an alcoholic.
Oh. A lot of that going around today.
Yes. Yes. And as time progressed, you know, it got worse and worse and worse. The drinking was heavier and heavier. Last year in 2022, January of 2022, my oldest stepson, he moved in with us. Things got worse. Things were just out of place, out of line. He started a business. He's an engineer. He started a business in 2020 when COVID hit, and he stayed home. So we were doing that from home, but things were just not aligning. Things were not right. I felt a lot of greediness.
Greedy, very
greedy. And then now it was like his son, him. Like, I felt something was not adding up in the business, and the marriage was not, things were not good. So I decided that I needed to just leave. I was asking God to show me that I wanted more, and I knew that where I was, it was not the place. So when I asked for the divorce in May of last year, he decided to accuse me, falsely accuse me of domestic violence.
Why in the world would he do that?
I'm going back in time.
He was
time,
mad
I'm
at you, maybe because you wanted a divorce.
Mad at me, and that wasn't strategy. Now I see that was the strategy of getting me out of the house, so he didn't have to leave the house. His business is from the house. So when I ended up going to jail. I was there for 16 hours. When I came out, I found that I was homeless because you cannot go back to the house. You don't have access to anything.
This is ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
How big is your husband, this guy, or ex-husband? Big man?
Well, I'm 5'11". Yeah. Like he's 5'10".
So you are tall for a woman.
Yes.
But you're thin, very thin, and like modelish looking, so in case people can't see you here, right? But so he accused, he put a bang on his head, you think somewhere.
Yes.
And then called the cops. And, of course, as it is in this county, if someone calls the cops, somebody has to go to jail anymore because there have been too many murders, you know?
Yes.
But it's terrible that, so how can you defend yourself? You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. So you went to court. How did you get exonerated from this?
Well, when I found myself homeless, I'm walking out of jail 16 hours later, and I'm finding myself like I was in a shock.
Shock.
And then I'm confused.
Yes.
And I didn't know what was happening.
Then
my pastor's chaplain, Dave Thompson, his wife, Deborah Thompson, Sarah Graid, which is one of their chaplains, they were like relaying, the message to me that, Mary, you cannot go back to the house. We have to just go back to the house. You need to get just a few things. You only have 15 minutes. Everything's just.
What a horrible man.
Yes. I was given a word from the Lord while all of this is happening.
And that word
was resilience.
Resilience.
He said that. I felt it. I heard it.
Yeah.
And then when I heard that word.
There's power in words.
Yes. He was like, you better buckle up. Something's, you know, you have
you're
to have endurance.
To yes.
Yeah. So my daughter played, she plays volleyball. Well, she was playing volleyball in college and she played volleyball in high school. And throughout the years, I always told her, you have to have endurance. Well, now it was my time to have endurance.
Now, where's your daughter at this time?
She was in Missouri. She's still in Missouri. She's going
college.
To college.
Yes. Okay. So she wasn't involved in all this.
She was away.
So you're homeless. What happens next? Doesn't your mother live around here?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Some money.